Quebec Uniform, monitoring.
Was that LK Mobile? For UBG?
Mobile.
For UBG, N4ZLK. Good evening, Kevin.
This is NLK, KN4UBG. How you doing, Shane?
Wonderful. Got another 10 minutes and I'll be home. How about you? Are you headed home now?
We're in the Food Lion parking lot here in Fountain Inn. Got the little puppies with me, and I got three, two Chihuahuas and a Yorkie. Here's a little Chihuahua. Mama's on the door. They are missing Mama.
How you doing, by the way? Seemed like a while ago she was going to have a surgery or something.
She had a pacemaker put in a little over a year ago, and she's doing better. I mean, she's not top of the line yet, but as far as, you know, being an AFib and stuff, she's doing a lot better. She's doing 2 days. You know, basically what they've done is dislocated the bottom part of the heart, the top part of the heart, and they put the pacemaker on the bottom part of the heart, so that way it would do most of the work. The top part of the heart still stays in AFib all the time, and she has a real hard time with that. But other than that, I mean, she's doing pretty good. She gets a little weak from time to time.
Distortion in there. I'm not sure if it's on my end or your end. I'm pretty close to the repeater, so I'm not sure. I got most of it, though. Did you say the top part of her heart stays in AFib a lot of the time? Is that what you said?
Stays in AFib about 90% of the time. It makes her weak and stuff, but other than that, I mean, she does pretty good. Yeah, I don't know if it's on my end or if it might be on your end. I got the repeater pretty quiet, so I don't know if I saw the point in the
call. Repeater up, full quiet. I mean, you're holding the repeater, full signal, but there's a lot of distortion on your signal, and it about wipes you out by the time you get to the end of it.
Second, let me check something. My PL-259 might have worked its way off the back of the radio over here because it's mounted almost at the foreboard on the console. Let me check that because, I mean, it could have just about came off, or either they could have closed up my trunk lid on my wire back there. How about that right there? Does that help any?
Better. I was able to copy everything. Maybe on the next go-around, give me a little longer conversation. We'll see what happens, but... Yeah, I'm not sure. When you first came in, it was really good, but then some interference started coming on, so, I don't know. It kind of sounds like it might be in your radio or something. I'm not sure.
If he's in the background whining, that might be it, too. You can hear him over here whining.
In your microphone, because when you... get to the end of your conversation, it almost, that time was clear until you went to release the microphone, and then it picked up a couple of, some static. I wonder if it's in your microphone.
Oh, hang on just a second. Let me check the bloke down here, because they might have unplugged it. Put out that little port. What about that? Did that do anything?
In there, you're copyable. Better than it was earlier. So, because a couple times it overpowered your voice. I couldn't even understand what you were saying. But anyway, who knows what it is, Kevin?
We're at about 3 feet. How about that?
Longer, but there was a little bit of tiny crackle in the background. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's your location.
Listen to this noise and see if that's it.
That's not the same thing, but I can tell that's the puppies whining.
Tell Mama to get out of Food Lion here. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not unless somebody done screwed my antenna loose back there. I've had that to happen too, but I'll have to check it when I get home, which I was down a dirt road too over there in Newberry today. I went down and checked out one of my hunting spots down there. And off to the, what is that, Jalapa Road or whatever that is? Highway 66.
That way a few times. But yeah, you're sounding good. There's a little bit of crackle in the background, but it's better than it was, so very, very copyable. So, let's see. You still at, do you guys call it overhead door still, or is it a different name now?
Yeah, they still call it overhead. It's part of DH Base Company now, out of Kansas City. It's a pretty big outfit, man. It's really, really big. I mean, we went corporate, our home office is in Kansas City, and it's a really big company. I mean, we do pretty good just in our branch right here. So I mean, we're way up there in money. I mean, way up there in money. So last month by itself, just me, I sold over $37,000 worth of stuff last month. And, you know, that's billable time plus parts I've sold. And some of the other guys have sold $70,000, $80,000, you know, that month. So it keeps climbing up every year. So, yeah.
Good for the company. Now, am I remembering correctly, did the commercial division and the residential division split up a couple years ago? Or, you know, kind of go their separate ways?
Yes, but no. We're a total different company now. Our residential is still in our building. But we do have entry door stuff, too. That's like any one of the fire doors or sliding doors or anything like what you'd see on Walmart to get in and out, the exit door or anything like that. That division does that too. But yes, when we was ASA, when Overhead got bought out with ASA, we did separate. The commercial division went to Donaldson Center with being in with Southeastern Dock and Door and Donaldson Center. Over there off Perimeter Road, and the residential department stayed over on P&M Drive, right there next to Sara Lee Bakery, which is now Sweet Street or something they call it now.
Deliver over there. In fact, I was delivering there when I had, I actually had them come out and put a door in for me a few years ago.
Roger. Well, I met another guy the other day, man, a black guy, I can't remember his name. He used to deliver over there, and I hadn't seen that guy in years. And he was actually asking me about getting a door back then, and I went out to his house not long ago, and he bought a big old building, man. This thing is like 40-some feet long, you know, deep. And this thing is probably 16 feet wide and probably 18 feet tall. Got about a $100,000 motorhome sitting in it. And he called me up to go do some tension on his door, or called the company, and I went to his house to do tension on the door. And then turned around and got out there. Well, he don't have no walk-through door to get in case it breaks a spring. So he's wanting to have all, you know, the entry departments come in and put him in an actual walk-through door. So that way, if anything happens or anything, you know, we can get him in and out of the building. And I hadn't seen that man in years. Me? The door for the wife. Grab the puppy.
Something about opening the door and then you just faded right out. Well, Kevin, I'm home. I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to let you go. Have a great weekend, a good holiday, and good to hear you this evening. I'll talk to you again. K-9. KN4UBG, N4ZLK.
Kane, I moved over here to the front door to pick up the wife there, if you can still hear me. I got a lot of static now, but if you can still hear me, that's where I'm at. I'm over by the door. But you have a good weekend, and we'll holler at you later. Have a good Labor Day. N4ZLK, BKN4UBG. I'll be monitoring here in a minute.
N4ZLK.